Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So this story comes from an article I read about a man arrested for driving while intoxicated, a DWI, in 2011.
Okay.
He claimed he had not been drinking, but when the cops did a breathalyzer test, his blood alcohol clearly indicated he was drunk.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not drunk. I haven't been drinking. So they took him to the hospital and they did a blood test.
And they probably had to look at the cops for eye roll strain because, like, really, you haven't been drinking?
Right. Exactly. His blood alcohol level was 200 milligrams per deciliter. Now, if you're driving and you have a 0.08% mm-hmm. blood alcohol level, that's too high. Okay, 0.08 is 80 milligrams per deciliter.
That's the Washington state limit.
Yep, 80 milligrams per deciliter. This guy was at 200 milligrams per deciliter. Oh, yeah, insane.
Like, he should be passed out.
Well, so they're like, dude, you're drunk.
Yeah.
And while he did complain about brain fog and uncharacteristic aggressive behavior and chronic fatigue and depression, he absolutely refused to admit that he had been drinking. Mm-hmm. Well, he was drunk, but just not how you think. So he had something called auto brewery syndrome, also known as gut fermentation syndrome.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. So first of all, it's very rare. So don't, this isn't like Google where you go Google a medical problem and think you've got it. Okay. It's very rare. And it usually only happens in people with other health problems. But let's talk about what happened to our guy. So he was taking antibiotics for a thumb injury.
Mm-hmm.
And when you take antibiotics, it kills the bad bacteria, but also kills all your gut bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
When that all died off, fungal yeast began to grow in his lower GI tract. This can also happen with certain kinds of bacteria, but this guy had fungus. And every time he ate carbohydrates, so he had potato or if he had pizza or whatever, these funguses would ferment the carbohydrates into alcohol, and then his was absorbing that alcohol.
I would be plastered if this was my problem 2/3 of the time.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the crazy thing. The man who was pulled over for his DWI, sometimes his blood alcohol level was 500 milligrams per deciliter.
And he was conscious?
Well, here's the thing. Once you hit about 500, they're like, oh, you could die.
Yeah.
And what was crazy is they put him on antifungals and a no-carb diet for mm-hmm. 6 weeks. But before they did that, they tested him, of course, you know, because scientists.
Yep.
So they'd be like, here's a pizza. You know, we're going to take your blood.
Take your keys.
You know, we're going to take your blood now and check it. And it would be down in the 40s or the 50s. And then mm-hmm. they would give him some high carbohydrate meal, wait an hour, and he'd be 200, 300, 400.
Oh, my God. If I got that diagnosis, I would just be in tears. Like, diabetic, you can work around. You can have some carbs. Not that guy.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. No carbs, antifungals. After 6 weeks, he was back to normal.
Oh, my goodness. So he also could fall off the wagon, but it's like, I had a grilled cheese. So good. I am sure there was a lot of, we don't believe you, give us the bottles, dude,
yes,
for a long time.
And that was something that even they mentioned in the scientific papers, was that it's commonly not diagnosed because they keep saying, I'm not drinking, and no one believes them.
Yeah,
because
unless you're in a scientific environment where they can verify, yep, you've just been sitting here. There's no.
Yeah, and now you're drunk.
It's like a bad episode of House. So just, wow. Well, if you want to hear more, we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast, and you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.